All right, let's look through some examples. First, using statistical control to try and fix a design problem. We want to assess the correlation between the amount of homework completed and performance on exams. Since we cannot randomly assign participants to amount of homework, we are concerned that motivation may be a confound. It seems reasonable to us that motivation may be pushing around the amount of homework they do, and it may be pushing around how well they prepare for exams. Specifically, we think that motivation will influence both the number of homeworks and how well they prepare for the exam. So, the question we want to ask can be phrased as, what's the correlation between the amount of homework completed and test performance that is independent of motivation? To do this, we want to correlate the part of homeworks completed that is not related to the motivation with the part of test scores that is not related to motivation. Make sense? We want to pull motivation out of each. Easy to say conceptually, how does this work mathematically? Well, step one. We are going to predict homework from motivation. Now we're going to find the residual homework by taking their real homework score minus the homework score predicted from motivation. This gives us, this residual then, is the part of homework not related to motivation. Make sense? It really is this simple. It's not voodoo, it's just math. We then predict test scores from motivation, and we find that residual. So now we've got the part of test scores that's not motivation, the part of homework scores that's not motivation, and we correlate the residuals. We correlate the part of homework's not related to motivation and the part of test scores not related to motivation to find the relationship between number of homeworks and test scores that is independent of motivation. How are we doing? Make sense? Now, what we've done along the way is we end up with this partial correlation, which tells us the relationship between homework and test scores for a population that all have the same motivation. Now, I want you to go out and touch that population. Right? We don't know how motivation fits in. We've just controlled for it. I've given you a bivariate statistic that captures the relationship between these two variables holding something else constant at its mean. Using semi-partial. For some reason, we think that everybody gets motivated for exams, and we only have to worry about how motivated they are for homework. So we're now going to predict homework from motivation and find the residual. Again, this is the part of homework not related to motivation. And we're going to correlate the residual of homework and the original test scores. This tells us the relationship between test scores and the part of homework scores that's not motivation. How are we doing? Okay, so partial and semi-partial. A measurement problem. We want to assess the correlation between performance on quizzes and performance on the final exam, but we know that both of these include test-taking speed. So we are concerned that the correlation between the two types of performance will be tainted or inflated. So the question we want to ask can be phrased as, what's the correlation between quiz and exam performance that's not related to test-taking speed? In other words, I want to pull test-taking speed out and get a better index of knowledge at the time of the quiz. And I want to pull test-taking speed out and get a better index of knowledge at the time of the exam, and that's what I want, is to correlate between these two constructs. How are we doing? They're tainted. Now, as you might imagine, the statistic doesn't care if what you're trying to do is to take care of a confound or a psychometric problem. You're doing statistical control. Statistical control is residualization, and that's all it is. So we predict the quiz from test-taking speed and find the residual. We predict the final from test-taking speed and find the residual. And we correlate the residuals as a way of finding what's the relationship between quiz performance and exam performance that's not related to test-taking speed. Are there a million other variables out there that might be acting that we haven't controlled? Yes, that's under specification. Might we misunderstand the role of test-taking speed in one, the other, or both of these? Sure. Proxy variable problems. Is this likely to tell us something that the original correlation doesn't? Yes. That's why we do fancier things, to try and learn more, to get another picture, another look. We could also engage in a semi-partial in this situation. It could be that the quizzes are taken in the classroom, and so test-taking speed is really important. You only got 5 minutes. Hurry up. Let's go. Go, go, go. And the exams are given in a self-paced situation where you can sit there all day if you want. And so we may only be interested in correcting quiz for test-taking speed and then correlate the speed-corrected quiz with the exam scores. You can do whatever you like.